What's up, everybody? Welcome to the K-Pop Kimchi Podcast, your number one podcast for girl groups with the number one fanboys. I'm your host, Justin Turnow, with my co-host, Brian Limfer, and we are right back at it again.
Right back at it again.
Just like we've always said.
This is episode 230.
Ooh, milestone.
It's weird because I'll like think about that in my head, and I'm like, that's a lot of episodes.
230 episodes.
But then I'll think about it more, and I'm like, is it really that many episodes?
I don't know. We've been doing it.
We really have.
We've been doing it.
Doing it right.
Got some fun stuff to drink today.
Oh, coming up. Here we go. We're going to drink this to start off. Get those sleepies out of the way.
So we got these very new stuff.
Two drinks from Bones Coffee Company that we found at Walmart.
Bones.
This one's called S'morey Time. It's got like a Halloween vibe to it, right? And it's s'mores flavored. And it essentially is just cold brew latte. Mm-hmm. And each one of these little 11-ounce cans has 255 milligrams of caffeine. Woo! So all you guys out there who
have a
low tolerance for caffeine, do not drink this, because this is quite a bit. So, get the old pick-me-up going here. We got two flavors.
Pick me up. Now, when it comes
to cold brew stuff, I'm always a sucker for the cans, so they can always make me buy something by making the can look cool. But sometimes those cold brews do not taste good at all. So
these cans are very artistic. They had lots of skeletons.
It smells like s'mores. It's supposed to be s'mores. So we'll see here. All right.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it's got a s'mores taste to it.
It's not bad.
It really isn't.
It's not bad at all.
No, it's not. Good job, Bones Coffee Company.
Good job, guys.
Then we got another one called Sinobun, and it is cinnamon bun flavor.
Right?
I want to say Sinobun. It's Sinnobun. They should have made it like B-U-N. I don't know.
They made it more complicated.
They really did. It smells like a cinnamon roll. I mean, kind of just like a cinnamon coffee. But it's not bad.
Wow, it's pretty good.
You know, honestly, if I need to buy something to drink, both of those are pretty good.
These are good. I am shocked.
Maybe one of the best things I've ever tasted on the channel.
Bones Coffee.
Yeah, good work.
Never seen it. Start off the episode.
I feel like I'm
got and energy already. And that will wrap it up. Time for a cute boy of the week.
See you guys next week for episode 231.
What do we call it? It was like cutie boy of the week was our...
It's like handsome boy.
Handsome boy,
something like that.
Oh, that was last week.
It was. And other news... I have ordered way too many photo cards this week.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
And that mixed with the amount of magic cards that I ordered to complete some decks. I honestly do not know what cards I have coming and when, because I've had so many that I ordered, I've got no idea.
There's something about... Obviously, we've been doing eBay for a while, but there's a new level when it comes to Mercari that it's like, buy, and you're like... I don't even know what this is in this envelope right now.
Like, legit, I probably spent a solid, I don't know, like, maybe $150-$200 on photo cards.
It's a lot.
And they're coming from, like, all over the place. Yeah. And, I mean, that doesn't include all the ones I've bought from people on Instagram this last week, too, that are coming from, like, the United Kingdom, Australia.
Right.
Anywhere that's not in America.
Well, it really is that fun game of you don't remember what's even in the thing, and you open it, and you're like, I did buy this. Like... It's a lot right now, but KCON saving starts in a week.
So yeah, I was going to say, I got a ton of cards coming. I got to save up some money.
Got to get ready for KCON eventually, but not yet.
I know you're all worried, but don't worry. All my bills are paid, so.
That's what matters.
Yeah.
Might be time to go on right now.
Been spending all my time buying up cards.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing too.
It's a dangerous world out there, kids. Stay safe.
Check your
candy bags at Halloween.
Watch out for the POBs, because those will get you, because they have great photos.
They really do. I'm going to try my hardest to not buy POBs, because I just want to stick to the album cards. It's hard enough getting those.
I know. I don't know. Photo cards are just the best. Literally the best thing ever. And sometimes you just can't pass up, because the picture is just too great.
That's true. Or they hit you with a really good deal.
Or they're like, here's that 25 cents off, and you're like, sold.
It's like, I didn't want to go for 20, but... $19.50, including shipping.
Jeez,
I'm in. But yeah, that's what we do.
Shout out to Mercari.
That's what I've been doing this week,
and all the people we bought stuff from. Because thank you for your service.
Yeah, you guys made.
People
a lot
are really
of money
nice on there, though. For
they
real.
Really are. They're super friendly.
I'm glad I buy their stuff.
Actually, you know, people that are like selling stuff on Instagram are usually pretty nice too.
They are. Really never had a problem.
I've also sent out a lot of stuff because I traded people.
Uh-huh.
But the problem is I traded people for cards I already bought. So I'm like trading away these cards to get other cards that we already have.
Sure.
But such is life.
Such is just the business of a photo card collector.
It's called being impatient.
PC collector. And yeah, sorry we like to collect things, okay? No, I know, for real, like, even if you have something coming from Korea, but then you see it as someone from Detroit, Michigan, you're like, I'm going to buy it because it's going to be here faster.
And sometimes it is. And then you have two. You don't know.
And then you have two. And then maybe you get another one.
You just don't know.
This is a fun game. You can never have too many.
Sometimes you got to just make sure you get what you want. So you buy multiples. So if one doesn't show up, maybe one of the other five will.
Yeah.
You just don't know. The worst problem is you just have too many.
Yeah. You don't want to take those chances.
So that's really not that big of a problem after all.
Yeah.
Trying to think what else has happened. There's been a lot of comebacks.
Yeah, go watch our reactions on our YouTube.
Oh, we have a ton of reactions.
We have a lot recently, and they're doing pretty well. Thank you to everyone who's watched.
There will be more to come. Thanks to all of our viewers who are supporting our dreams.
We've seen some awesome debates on Reddit of what's going to happen to Kepler after our wonderful episode. So
and that's, spoiler alert, they're going to be disbanding.
They're going their probably going to disband because that's what all the groups do, and that's what they should do.
That's how it's meant to be.
Fun time.
Just gonna let nature take its course.
Yeah. They need to go do something else.
Trying to think of anything else that's happened. I don't really know.
It's confirmed that Secret Number will be coming to Chicago.
Oh, yeah. The Secret Number stuff. We voted and we're like top three.
We are top three. Yeah, I think Chicago ended up number two.
I was gonna say we might even be number two.
We were number two in the ending ranking, so we are for sure getting a show. The problem is it's in July when KCON's happening, so hopefully that date does not fall when we're literally in Los Angeles.
Like the 1 week we're not going to be here.
I know, like there's 1 week, so
like literally showcase. A span of 7 days.
Any other time, we are super pumped for Secret Number. It's actually really crazy because we talked about that a lot, and we were hoping it would be Leo Presents. It's not, but they're still coming on tour. We just need it to be the right day.
Oh, I know.
That will be truly the saddest moment.
I'm just preparing for the worst. There's freaking 31 days in July. 7 of them are going to be gone. So,
and since we are the benefactors or whatever, we get some cool free stuff. And like early tickets and whatever. So.
And when am I ever going to get another chance to wear my Secret Number hoodie that I pulled out of their album that I bought?
Yeah, I know. In Chicago.
2C Secret Number. 2C Secret Airlines.
Ooh. Yeah, I know. Oh, man. Well, that's fun news. So everybody be thoughts and prayers to the date of that.
Keep us in your prayers,
It's guys. Not when we are in L.A. because that would really suck. And L.A. has completely fallen off on the rankings, so it doesn't even look like they're going to get a show.
Sometimes it's just not meant to be.
Oh, my gosh.
But, yeah, it's been a very eventful week. I've spent way too much money. And as I say that, I bought some other ones, so I guess the money spending has not stopped.
It's just so fun to look at them. They just need homes. They just need homes.
So that's going to bring us to our first segment of the week. Not what you came for.
Mm.
This week, I'm going to be recommending a singer who is pretty much new to me, but probably not new to you guys. Because since we watched the video for Kiss of Life, I've had the song Freaky Deaky stuck in my head.
Good song.
So earlier this week, and today when I was at work,
yeah,
I looked up that, there's like a list, and it's like Doja Cat.
Yeah.
By the way, that's my recommendation. And it's like, this is Doja Cat, and it's like all of her popular songs that she's had.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like listening to them, and when I was listening to them, it was like you when you saw Papa Roach, like random songs were coming on.
Oh,
I'm like,
right.
I did not know this was her.
Yeah.
I don't know. It kind of blew my mind because a lot of the songs I've always heard from like idols dancing on like reels or like, you know, like Instagram things.
Stuff, right.
And I had no idea that it was Doja Cat. And it's like, there's so many songs.
There you go.
I've heard hundreds of times and I had no idea that it was her. She's a very popular person. I think it said she was like the 23rd most listened to artist on Spotify.
Jeez. It's pretty good.
But yeah, so that's my recommendation. Doja Cat. Agoria Hill is a great song. I did not know she was the person that featured with Post Malone in that song I Like You, the Happier song.
Mm.
She's in that. Also funny because I knew she was in it, but I didn't know kind of who she was.
Sure.
But she's also the person that featured with Saweetie on the Best Friend song.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's got a bunch of songs that are actually like kind of popular that I had no idea that was her.
Right.
Like Paint the Town Red, everyone danced to that song. Streets was a really good one.
Yeah.
The Boss Bitch song that Rugen danced to when we saw ITZY, that was her.
Oh, yeah?
No idea.
Good job, Doja Cat. I mean, I have no idea either, so I'm learning.
Yeah, she was in that Kill Bill song with Caesar, SZA, I don't know how you say it.
I have no idea how to say that.
But, yeah, she is in all kinds of stuff, super popular. Well, I was telling somebody a little bit ago that I honestly probably have not listened to mainstream radio in probably 12, 13 years.
Yeah.
Since I, like, got an iPod and I figured out how to put my own songs on my iPod.
That's fair.
And, like, plug it into my car.
Yeah.
So, anybody who's, like, really popular over the last... literally over a decade, I'd have no idea. That's why whenever I discover all these songs, like when we watched the Freaky Deaky song, we had no idea it was from like 2 years ago.
Yeah, I don't really know either, so good job.
The only time I ever really hear stuff is when idols are like doing dances or like TikToks or Reels or whatever to them. I'm like, oh, that's a cool song. I look it up, I was like, this is sick. And it's like, oh, it came out 5 years ago. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I know. That was, yeah, that was very true. It was like, Freaky Deaky, what is this new jam?
I know, I was like, man, this is sick. This come out.
2024, and it's from, yeah, you like 2022. It's like, oh, dope. Didn't know that, never even heard it.
Yeah, so. I know, so there you go. Doja Cat, that's my recommendation this week.
Pretty good. I don't really have one this week, so pass. I just didn't really listen to anything. I never really do. Kind of like Soyeon from Triple S. Just don't really like music besides Triple S. That's kind of just me. I like don't really listen to anything ever, so... That's my not what you came for. It's literally nothing.
If you want a second recommendation, another group I was listening to earlier, which kind of fits with the theme of this episode, is a more post-hardcore screamo band, but has a girl front singer named Dying Wish. Freaking sick. I'd love, that's like one group I'd love to see live. They're like super awesome. And our buddies from Australia, one of them... actually saw them in concert a little bit ago and said they were amazing.
Oh, that's sick.
I know. They're like supporting somebody like the Acacia Strain or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, dang, I'm jealous. I always wanted to see Dying Wish. But yeah, they're like a, you know, hardcore screamo band, but they have a girl front singer.
Right.
So there that we is, go. Second recommendation.
That is sick.
We got Dying Wish and Doja Cat today.
Perfect.
Beautiful. That is exactly what you came for.
Absolutely.
Really, the Doja Cat thing just kind of blew my mind, because I'm like, whoa, that's what this song's from?
Right.
Because you know when you listen to those things, you just hear like little snippets, and you don't hear the whole thing. Yeah. So I'm like just sitting there listening to it, and like one little part will come on, and I'm like, oh my gosh.
When you're like, yeah, and you're not really going to like look up the song anymore. Like, you're like, oh, that's cool for a TikTok.
And I'm like, oh, no wonder it's so popular, but she's very popular. Mm. Very much has lots of really popular songs. But that leads us into this week's episode, which is going to be kind of exciting. Something new for all the fans out there. So, don't know what made me do this the other day. I was on K-pop profiles, our favorite place to go get information from. And I was scrolling through it, and I was looking up things. And all these groups we're going to listen to are labeled as K-pop / rock bands that are all girls.
Oh, sick.
So, two of these groups I have heard of, the other ones I have not heard of. So, this is what we're going to be doing here. We got six groups. I mean, I'm sure there's more, but these are just the ones that are actually like, listed as active K-pop / K-rock girl groups. So there's not groups like, you know, like Day 6 or In Flying or any of those guys.
Right, girl groups.
So we're just going to listen to some of these songs and check them out because never heard of them. First up, we got Charani Donchu with the song Skate Girl. And they're from Mirror Ball Music. And they debuted in 2017.
This looks sick. Oh my gosh. I love it. She got Vans on.
Some of them music videos, some of them don't. But it's like kind of indie rock. I'm not sure how you'd categorize them as indie rock or like K-pop, K-rock.
Right.
But that's just what it was listed on there. So even if I looked up like indie rock groups, a whole bunch of them would come up. I listened to a whole bunch of other ones.
Sure, yeah.
But these
are
specifically on the site as K-pop groups.
Yeah. Interesting.
And some of them were like part of like a... I tried to look up some, like, background on them.
Yeah.
And some of them were part of, like, labels or have, like, group, like, things that promote them and put them out, like Mirror Ball Music.
Sure.
And then other ones were just, like, independent. Like,
they're
just...
Oh, they're just a band?
Yeah, just, like, literally independent groups.
That's pretty cool.
I am just kind of interested in hearing them because, like I said, I know two of the groups and they're pretty sick. So I want to know if there's like any other ones out there I was like missing.
Right.
Go Skate Girl.
This song's fun. Okay.
All right, they can spell. I wish there was a video for this because I'm sure it'd be super.
I know, just like somebody skateboarding. That would be fun. Instead of this awesome artwork of this, like cartoon girl skateboarding in the clouds.
The other thing that's kind of crazy is looking up, some of them are like older, like they've been around since like before the 2020s.
Right.
Which is like old in K-pop world.
Right.
But I guess when you're kind of like in a band, you just kind of can do whatever you want because nothing holding you back.
Yeah. They're not quite on like the K-pop schedule.
No, because I remember one of the groups on the list actually has been around for a while. And they're actually older, like late 20s, early 30s.
Yeah.
And I saw them. They were really good. But yeah, this artwork has this girl skating in the clouds with Vans on. Like she's actually on a skateboard.
She is the skate girl.
Also, the songs that I picked aren't really in a particular order. I kind of just picked them because they're like the most listened to song by them on Spotify.
Sure.
So I'm like, you know what? Why not? New K-pop. See, it's on a new K-pop channel.
Right. I hope they have a live stage.
Go Skate Girl.
Go Skate Girl.
Yeah, very... Not as like super rocky, like this is like super
Right. Rock. This is like legit band.
And this group is D.I.H. and this song's called Not Enough. And they debuted in 2018.
Oh.
It didn't say if they were with like a label or anything. I tried to look on their channel, but it's just their own channel.
Okay.
So they might just be an independent group.
Just representing themselves.
Man, they're shredding though. I have noticed that kind of like in Korea and like Japan and stuff, I feel like it's not that uncommon to have like an all-girl group
right
playing music like it is kind of like in the Western culture.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there are some, but I feel like there's way more over in Asia than there is in America.
That's not bad. They're pretty good.
They're rocking right now. Kind of like when we saw like Hanabi.
Yeah.
Now that's a real.
That's some real girl, heavy. That's girl group heavy fronted group right there. Metal right there. Gosh. They're really crazy. We were gonna go see them, but we opted out and went and saw Triple S in Chicago instead. I'd say that worked out, I think.
I mean, yeah, that's worth it. Now, I don't know as much about K-rock groups as I do, like, you know, K-pop groups and companies.
Right.
But I did wonder, like, if it's, like, K-pop, or if it's, like, Western culture kind of stuff, where, like, they make their own music, or if someone just gives them the music to play and they just go and play it.
It's a good question.
I really don't know. I mean, maybe they write their own stuff. That'd be pretty sick. Or maybe it's just like anything. Just give them the music to go play and like, hey.
Right.
Like, there's I mean, they're like freaking like killing it right
make
now.
They just wanted to make a band.
But I imagine if they're like independent, like some of these other groups, and they must make their own stuff right. Because they're independent. Also, you know, it's a pretty good video for being literally shot in one room.
Yeah, the one all-white room with the different lighting, like, I swear it's, like, always cool. Like, it always works.
This feels pretty good.
Yeah, they rock. They really do.
Whoa. Sick logo. Next up, we have this group called If Enough.
That logo was awesome.
And from what I saw, they're from Sugar Records, and they debuted in 2019.
Their logo was sick.
I know, it was like a flag. The best part of this is outside of the next two groups, I have no idea what to expect. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
It's also good to know that if you're not in a K-pop group and you're just like a K anything, that you're also just an attractive person.
Yeah, I think everyone there is, no matter who.
Like, up until this point of the video still, I've seen some of the most good-looking bass players I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, yeah.
Not the only Asian bass players, most attractive bass players. Who can forget Asian John from Attack?
Or the guy from freaking Ronnie's.
I was like, or that's other Asian bass about. Player, super emo bass player from the very, very who's first incarnation.
The photos.
of Falling in Reverse.
He was very emo.
He had like the old school swoopy bangs and like huge, like.
Gosh, like intense swoopy bangs.
Tunnels and like guy liner.
A lot of makeup. But that was the style for the band back then.
Ronnie hated it, just asked him.
As he was wearing cat whiskers.
He's like, never tell me to have this look ever again. You're that not
was,
my friend.
That was so funny.
You guys hate me. So this definitely has more of like a indie type of vibe to it than. The last group was actually just straight up like
more a chill.
Like, I feel like this is a group right here, like, playing at, like, a coffee shop somewhere.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking that. The old Starbucks soundtrack.
If Enough. What a sick name.
I know, that's an amazing band name. Incredible. 10 out of 10.
And they got a cool logo. I always just love seeing, like, the girls playing the bass in these, because the bass is, like, bigger than they are.
Yeah, I know. Doo, doo, doo. Oh, boy. Get it, keyboard.
This is your time to shine.
Get it, microcork.
Also, the girl is one of the main characters in Sweet Home was a bass player.
Really?
Yeah. Speaking of that, the guy that was, like, the main character in that just went to the army.
Oh,
like
sick.
The other day, he enlisted, whatever.
Is it a TV show?
Sweet Home?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
Okay.
It's like a drama. Nice. It's pretty crazy, actually.
There's like a lot of dramas on Netflix I saw.
Never finished the second season, but the first season was awesome.
I've never seen it.
Also, I kind of just watched like a spoiler thing review like I always do.
Yeah.
And the later episodes I hadn't watched looked kind of dumb, so I just kind of just didn't finish it.
That's fair.
First season was really good. I watched it multiple times. Whoa, they like almost said their name in the thing. I'm trying to think of what other idol we saw wearing the exact same shirts he's wearing right now.
Yeah, whatever this brand is, they've had like a lot of people wear. I think like Lisa had one.
Maybe something like or like, something. I don't
know. Yeah, this like moon, kind of like half moon shirt logo.
Also, shout out to this drummer girl's like pink bangs. Very smooth. I want there to be like some saxophone, like just very jazzy.
Whoa. Surrender.
Next up, we have probably the most well-known rock K-pop girl group, and that's Rolling Quartz, the one that I saw live, and they were super freaking sick. And they debuted in 2020 under Rolling Star Entertainment, and this is like their debut song called Blaze. And I did say it when I did like our little review of this when we saw them like afterwards, one of like the best live instrumental playing groups I've ever seen in my life. Like, everything was, like, perfect. It was crazy. There wasn't, like, a single mistake. And boy, they shred on the guitars, let me tell you. But they're very popular. Also, the vocalist, amazing live. Super good live. I don't really remember all their names, but they're really good. And they're actually going to have a comeback here, and they're going on tour somewhere.
That's sick.
It might be like in Europe or something. I know it's not in America. Although they might come back to America. I hope they do. Also, shout out to this coming and touring America at all.
Yeah, good for them.
It's also just one of those things where it's crazy when you like see them playing live. It's just like so effortless. It's like, are they even like doing it? Is this like a backtrack? Like, it's like too good for them to like not be caring this much.
Right. That's pretty cool. We have a lot of Discord friends who are like very into them.
Yeah, I was gonna say, shout out to Zeg. He's like a super huge fan of Rolling Quartz.
Yeah. He even has a custom phone case.
He did.
Or did, I don't know.
They also do really good covers of songs. They did like a cover of like My Chemical Romance. And like Paramore.
They knew what the people wanted.
And Dreamcatcher, which, I mean, it's pretty fitting. I would love to see a stage where this, like, literally played the instruments and Dreamcatcher sang.
Kind of shocked they haven't done that.
That'd be sick.
Seems like they should, they're kind of destined to, right? Like,
yeah.
Like, one stage or video, that'd be great.
Oh my gosh, that'd be, like, the sickest video ever.
Like, literally just this, but then Dreamcatcher's dancing. Like, that'd be amazing.
Make that happen, Dreamcatcher Company.
Yeah, like, you can't call them up one day and be like, hey guys, let's go do this.
Look at him go. Also, for being like a K-Rocker, what a sick debut song.
Shred it.
Also, when they all did like the little solo things, my gosh. They're so good.
Oh no, burn the guitar.
Their last song, Fearless, when they came out a little bit ago, was also an awesome song. I wonder...
I don't know if I heard it.
I wonder if they're going to come back to America. I really hope they do.
Maybe one day.
They actually had a lot of fans there.
Yeah.
Like a lot of... fans that like knew the words to like their songs.
That's cool.
And also, like, as we said before in other things, just music like this with live instruments, it just like hits so hard live. So it makes it that much better. Good job, Rolling Chords. Next up, we have probably my favorite group, band, whatever. And that's Soul Moon with the song Coconut Love. We've talked about it on this
great song
podcast many times. And they're an independent group that debuted in 2016.
Gosh.
And they've actually got a lot of really good music.
Please come to America.
I just like jam the song all the time. I love
it. It's such a good song. It's just like so awesome and groovy and fun and colorful.
They've got a lot of good music. The one thing I always remember is if I ever post anything like this on our Instagram account, that their one bass player would always like the videos.
Oh, that's cool. Gotta help represent.
Maybe since they're so awesome, at the end of it, I'll play another song by them, because their songs are awesome. What a crazy slide.
It's such a cool video, too.
This is such nice, chill music.
Yeah. Yeah, I really love it. We've listened to it many a time in the car. I really hope this is what Assemble 24 sounds like for Triple S.
That'd be sick. I want Soul Moon to come to America and tour.
I know, that'd be freaking awesome. I'd love that. That'd be such an awesome concert to just like sit there and just like be like, oh yeah, just vibing. Oh, yeah.
Perfect. Also, what a cool name, Seoul Moon. It's S-E-O-U-L-M-O-O-N, like Seoul, like Korea.
Yeah.
Come to America, Seoul Moon. If you're listening to this, come to America.
Come be on the podcast.
I know you're listening here.
Talk about your artist inspiration.
Yeah, for real. I wonder, this is the only video I've ever seen by them. I wonder if they have any other videos.
I just like love the art style of it.
It is really cool. It's like retro looking. They got some really thick eyebrows.
Yeah, they do.
What is the meaning?
The Seoul Moon. It's happening.
They're all becoming one.
They're just like on vacation.
Oh, they're playing the instruments now. I wonder if there's a video of them actually like...
Yeah, where's the live stage?
I just want to see if they have like an actual video of them playing. I think it's only three of them, so I don't think there's...
Do they have like videos of them playing at the university festivals? That'd be sick.
Honestly.
This is not what college kids like.
This is what we really need to see.
Look at these dolphins singing.
Maybe this is just what they use for... Let's see. Oh, now they're just like little plastic toys the whole time.
Great song. 2018.
Gosh, that was a long time ago. Next up we have... a group called The Fix.
Oh.
From Planetarium Records, who debuted in 2022.
Okay.
And this is their song, Rush. Oh, okay.
Get a keyboard player who also plays bass.
Let's call it talent.
I know. Okay. A lot of flashing lights.
I know.
In this video.
Trigger warning kinda if you have
freaking out a little bit.
Epilepsy.
Oh,
I feel like it's building to something nice here. Okay.
Okay, I like it. It's cool. I like it. I like the group chanting, the group singing. Okay.
All right, rock out.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness.
Man, that's nice.
This is cool. I thought they were about to just break it down so hard. Ooh, oh yeah, okay. There it is. Chug away.
I was gonna say, I think in terms of like what I would think of as when I say like rock, this is more of what a long line. So it seemed like they're a little, I don't know if it's just a song, but they have a little heavier sound than Rolling Quartz.
Yeah. Like rock music.
Yeah. Well, they're being born.
They become born out of the paper or the plastic.
Also, since it's a band, there's no telling how old any of these people are, so.
Yeah.
How many views does this have? 30,000 in 1 year?
Okay.
I just want to know if like being in a K-rock group is like a lucrative business.
I don't know. Ooh.
Ooh, they got the pyros out.
Like, whose wrestling entrance song is this?
I was about to say, they sound like they definitely could get a deal and make like the opening for like WrestleMania or something.
It's very like catchy. I could really see someone coming to the ring right now.
Is this just like Paige's new entrance?
That'd be really good. That'd be awesome.
Like, this part's sick. Also, they call him The Fix. What a cool name.
That is a very good name. All about the names.
All right. Ding. Well, that's kind of cool.
Da-da-da. I like that one. That was a nice... that was nice.
Next, here, I got one more song for us.
Oh, baby.
But this is not...
The Fix.
I thought it... Did I say it right here? Yes. So this is not a rock group, but more of a screamo group.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorite bands, Korean bands, Sin Snake. But they have like a female singer, which you can hear right now.
Yeah.
But they're definitely way more like...
Oh, yeah.
Like kind of screamo, like music like I like to listen to. Yeah. If you can't tell from my suggestions every week.
Right.
But they're awesome.
Yeah, they're really cool.
Like the more like a techno core.
Which is like so sick.
Like Attack would be proud right now.
Like some may say, the coolest kind of music.
It really is.
Just with the awesome synthy like leads. And a pizza party. This is a while ago, but we went down a rabbit hole of their music and we watched a lot of their videos.
They are good.
But they are very good.
They made like a sick cover of Pump It by Electric Callboy.
Yeah.
If anybody knows of any other groups that exist like this, let me know.
Like, this is music, friends. This is real music.
Like, I'm expecting...
This is what the Beatles envisioned.
It is. I'm trying to hear, like, more groups like this. I thought that, Chiraru Danchi would sound like this, but I was wrong. Also, this girl's voice is so nice.
It's just so nice with, like, the... Against, like, the heavy kind of vibe.
You know, honestly, if this was their whole band and they didn't have any screamer, they'd still sound awesome. Really, her voice is, like, so nice.
It's really nice with the...
Also, for anybody wondering, she's not the one doing the screaming. As you do in most, like, electrocore, like, I don't know, screamo bands, you have, like, one clean vocalist who sings.
Yeah.
And you have a one, like... quote unquote unclean vocalists, they're the ones that does like all the screaming.
Yeah.
Sometimes like this you have a dedicated person who does both. Or you'll have one that does one and the other one's like the guitar player or bass player.
Right. They're like sometimes maybe your clean person will add a couple little screams in there just to
change up the tones.
It's just like a quick change. It's all different.
It's like just 206,000 views on it in 2 years.
Yeah, this is freaking sick. Like, Triple S, let's just do this. Like, where's this album?
This would be so sick to hear live.
Oh, awesome.
This whole album's like, awesome.
Like, go on tour, guys. It'd just be so fun. Like, come to Warped Tour that does not exist.
Gosh, honestly, I'm on the Ernie Ball stage.
This really would be some band that they bring over and they put them on the smallest like, possible stage.
We saw Crossfaith or like Cold Rain.
Yeah. Literally in the stage that folds out from the semi or like the back of the truck.
The name of this album is Fluxus for anybody's curious. Ooh. The whole album's really good. And they got this, like, Supreme luggage over here.
How do we pledge to get them to come over?
Can they come open for Secret Number?
Oh, my gosh. I would not go to KCON for that.
It'd be like...
That'd be so awesome.
It'd be like when I set my friends on fire, brought over Fact.
Saturday in the Loop.
Gosh, what a great...
That is...
What a great...
That was awesome.
Great song by like great group.
Synth Snake.
But yeah, there you go. A little taste of K-pop / K-rock plus Synth Snake.
Idol's doing it all.
Yeah, I mean, talented people over there.
No joke.
I think if I had to rank them, the most rock, quote-unquote, one was probably The Fix.
That was really good.
Rolling Quartz.
Yeah, me too.
Then that DIH band, the second one we listened to. Soul Moon's more just like an indie sounding group. Yeah. If Enough is more like an indie sounding group. And I don't know if I'd categorize the Chari Danchu as like a rock group.
Yeah. I was expecting a little different vibe.
But they're fun. I'd say it's more like a pop kind of sound in terms of music.
Good stuff, though.
Yeah, it really was. Good stuff. See, I discovered something new today that I was not aware existed. Kind of like how
The Fix.
Last week, we discovered Mont, and I didn't know that those guys were like
our
guitar playing band that were pretty sick.
Ugh.
Also, I don't know if that was last week or that was a week before last week.
I don't know either. I just remember talking a lot about the guys last week. That's what I'm stuck on.
I think that's 2 weeks in a row we talked about the guys.
They need to change their name to The New Fix. It's like The New Six.
That'd be sick.
TNF.
If anybody has any recommendations for us to listen to, let us know. Because I love listening to new stuff.
Yeah.
And especially like rock stuff like that. If you know anybody like Sin Snake, let me know. Because I'll definitely listen to that.
And I do. Yeah, I do always like kind of even when the K-pop groups kind of venture more into like a pop rocky sound. I mean, like Idol's done it. Le Sserafim's kind of done it. It's even has a few songs like it. But I always like those too.
Dreamcatcher does.
Dreamcatcher, obviously, yeah, they're kind of like, that's what they do. But those are always fun to kind of see the change up, because we love our rock type vibes, so, yeah.
Also Doja Cat.
Yeah, there you go.
But that's going to do it for this week's episode. We can do our last segment here of Idol of the Week.
Mm.
And I think that my Idol of the Week this week is going to be Soyeon, S1. From Triple S, because we just got the last four members introduced.
That is true.
And she's still holding strong as S1. She's a legend.
Yeah.
No one has topped her on my list of favorite Triple S members yet, so.
Yep. Triple S is complete. I guess we could have said that, but they're done. 24 people.
Yeah, we'll do an episode on that, because we got to catch you up on that anyways, so we can do another Welcome to the House episode.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll be next week when we get more information on them.
Yeah, we are fresh off a few new ones, so.
They literally just got introduced, Thursday.
Just got here.
Which was yesterday.
We got some time. But, yeah, that's a good one.
That's mine all the week.
The one that started it all.
You're still my fave. Even though, you know, the last one had the same name as you, but.
I feel like. Yeah, spelled differently, but sounding the same, so she needs a new stage name.
I hope that everyone just picks her actual name.
I know. That's literally the gravity, so that's pretty crazy. Making me spend my precious one coin, or whatever.
That's
or
what I did. I
just whatever. More just so I can, one coin. I only do gravity so I can just get the actual.
I should get a benefit.
I mean, I don't have enough money, I don't even know what it's called, comos.
Como.
To actually make a difference, and like some other people we know who have like thousands of Como, I'm just measly over here. So I'm like, here's five.
I think right now I got 200 and maybe 96.
Yeah, that's around what I think. I have like 305.
So. Just because mine like collect it the end of every month because I like scan the actual album cards.
I just throw one in there to get that free card.
That's what you got to do. Someone's car alarm's going off outside. Good time to end it. Who's your Idol of the Week?
Okay, it's gone. I was like, good, it's not my car. My Idol of the Week, who I was going to have last week, but we had Pretty Boy of the Week instead, is Liz from IVE. Because when I saw them, she was freaking awesome. And she had a very memorable moment when she said hi, like her introduction. She said, hello, Singapore.
She's
and
close.
And then they corrected her and said Chicago. And she's like, oh, I'm so sorry. And we were all like, you know what? A lot of people make that mistake of Singapore, Chicago. But it was a very awesome thing that I will not forget. And Liz was just incredible throughout the whole concert. So Liz from IVE, you guys are coming back and I can't wait for it. But you are my Idol of the Week.
It's a good pick.
For
I know,
Singapore.
According to our Discord, she really swayed a bunch of people that day.
She's awesome. They all are. But she's really great. It was just funny. She's like, hello, Singapore. I was like, almost.
Also, you can't really blame them, because if I've learned anything from like behind-the-scenes videos of the groups,
yeah,
they have no idea what time zone or where they're at. They just like go wherever they're told.
Well, yeah, when you watch videos, and we've seen it for other groups and bands and stuff too, right before they're gone, go on, they'll ask like a manager, so they're like, where are we? So I don't get it wrong.
Like Rinji had a video, and she's like,
where are we?
She's like, this is like so many days. She goes, I don't even know where we are, like where we are right
totally
now.
Totally understandable.
I'm just kind of here doing whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, when you go across many time zones and many countries in the span of like a month, it's kind of hard to know where you're at. Because I don't even know what day of the week it is
and like
when I'm sitting at work.
And I mean, they did do like fun stuff, but at the end of the day, their job is like going on a stage and like, those arenas with the lights and everything are going to be kind of similar to all the other ones.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like you're kind of just going out there to a stage and looking at all the faces. So it's kind of like a deja vu, a very interesting deja vu kind of thing of like.
So shout out to Singapore. Apparently she has it on her brain.
I know. She's like, hello, Singapore. I hope. I hope not, actually.
That'd be really crazy if they didn't.
That makes it even better. I'll have to look on the back of my t-shirt and see if they did. But it was just funny. And then, like, Gal went after, and she's like, hello. And she was like, Chicago. She, like, blurted it out. It was really funny. But we're like, you know, Liz, it happens. I've heard it many a time. Singapore, Chicago. I can see the change about
common
it.
Common misconception.
Liz, you go, girl.
But, yeah. Good episode. Go check out CorkSTL.com and go pre-order some Ive stuff.
We got Ive, and then there was another boy group coming out that I don't remember who it was, but go get your pre-orders.
Yeah, I know they definitely have the Ive ones because I saw them today. Even though we were told there was going to be Purple Kiss and there wasn't, but
I don't know.
Okay. We can't really control that.
I don't know if we technically can still have a pre-order for it, but
if they put the pre-orders up, I'll order
I was going to get one.
I'll order them.
If there's a pre-order to like the album already being out, sign me up.
At this point, I just want to buy it to see if I can get the card that I need.
You only need one, right?
Yep. And I cannot find it anywhere.
We do need to get a few more albums.
So I've been filling my sadness hole with photo cards of Gia for my Gia collection there from Tribe I started.
Macari knows.
So I bought a bunch of those.
Ugh. Well, those cards are also incredible. So good buys. Good purchases. Yeah.
But till next week, go stay in your faves. Go pre-order some stuff. Go spend too much money you can't afford to be spending. Live your best life, you know?
Love you guys. Bye.
Later.